Blog Talk Radio.
SportsWagers-Selections.com each and every week. If you haven't had an opportunity to visit our website, please do so right now. Folks, we got the NFL and the preseason exhibition coming up. And, of course, we're right in the middle of the MLB. We have college football coming up. All that pricing is up and running, and we hope you take advantage of it. And Hondo, I hope you can stay awake.
Well, I'll try. It's kind of early for me.
All right. And so, anyway, folks, don't miss out on that special pricing. The early bird gets the worm, as we like to say. And we've got lots of action coming up for you in pigskin play, so don't miss out. All right, Bobby, you're up with your who's hot and who's not this morning.
Oh, I got two. The first two guys that are hot, this is kind of like for Hondo and me, this is old home week. We got a couple of Texas Rangers on the list, Nelson Cruz and Chris Davis. Nelson Cruz is almost as hot as Frank Howard was during his homer spree. He's got
No.
It almost. But anyway, last week hit 500, five home runs, six RBIs. I think he had five home runs in six games. He's got even got a stolen base in there on
That's
the season.
That's half as many. That's half as many as Hondo hit, Bobby.
Well, that's why it's a once-in-a-lifetime streak. Anyway, and Cruz, on the year, having his best year of his career, 324 batting average, 31 home runs, 67 RBIs for the Mariners. I mean, he's doing so well. If Robinson Cano had had any kind of year, the Mariners should be bobbing and weaving towards the top of, or bubbling up towards the top of the American League West standings. And Chris Davis is finally kind of come out of his funk too this year. He's batting .248 on the season, but the last seven games, .346, four homers, 14 RBIs. You know, and on this season, he's got 28 homers and 79 RBIs. Welcome back, Chris. And the other guy I have to mention is Josh Donaldson. My goodness, what a difference for the Blue Jays. They look like they are the team to beat in the American League to go to the World Series. Donaldson is last seven games, .357, four homers, 12 RBIs, and the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are hotter than Fast Eddie here with his tips at Del Mar. Unbelievably hot. Anyway, hats off to the Blue Jays. Hats off to the X-Rangers.
Well, you know, guys, whether you believe it or not, my sources told me that Toronto was taking a lot of wise guy whale money after the trade deadline. So maybe there's some stuff that hasn't been uncovered that we don't know about, but they were taking some pretty large, the sports folks up in Vegas were taking some pretty large hits on the Blue Jays. So we're going to have to stick with that and see if they continue their hot streak or whether it's just a coincidence. Or not, so to speak. All right, Bobby, who's not hot?
Well, I picked the clones from the Angels that the Angels picked up as part of their big drive to win the pennant. David DeJesus and David Murphy. Unbelievably, they are both batting sub-200. David DeJesus, last seven games, his is a microscopic 0.56. That's right. It says batting average. You know, that's not how many weeks there are in a year. Unbelievable. 0.56 with no homers, no stolen bases. He's almost been an empty uniform. David Murphy, likewise, with a 1.74 batting average and nothing else to show for it. So Murphy's having a halfway decent year, but he has not adjusted well to Southern California cooking. So anyway, better luck next time, Angels. Maybe you'll pick up somebody that can still breathe.
Yeah, like Ben Zobrist. That's who they should have picked up.
Yeah. And but yeah, just a little,
the
little
Angels
hit.
Fell asleep at the switch big time. And I think if you're an Angel fan right now, you got to be shaking your head and you got to be lighting every candle in the house because I think you're going to need it.
Yeah, that team's going to get to the World Series. They got a rude awakening coming.
Yeah,
I don't see it happening either. All right, well, guys, pre-exhibition NFL, college football. I know we have Bobby's corner coming up where he is going to be previewing some college pigskin for us, but
I'm going to give you a look this year at the surprise team that might break in to the New Year's those six games. They won't get to the playoffs, but this is my pick for an unbelievable team that will break in where only Boise State has gone before.
All right. Well, we're going to preview that after the break, Bobby, but anything else with upcoming football that we want to talk about? How about Jameis Winston?
For an NFL player to learn to behave. Alden Smith, how many chances? He's starting to get into Steve Howe territory for second chances.
Well.
The NFL is, it's like a police blotter. The rosters, guys getting in trouble every other day. That's the league's got to be embarrassed by some of this stuff.
Does NFL stand for National Felons League?
Yeah, I don't know. It, you know, these guys, I don't know. I guess they think they're above the law. Is all I can. Is all
yeah,
I can say.
Some of them I think they do.
Yeah.
And they make the NBA look like a choir league.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad, but you know, that's the way it is, and you know, it's pretty pathetic. I got a kick out of Ryan eating dog biscuits this past week for a benefit that he did for pet adoption, and he was munching on dog biscuits at a press conference, and I don't know whether how much of that had to do with him just being hungry or whether it was really for the promotion, but hats off to him for that.
Who is this?
Rex Ryan.
Oh, Rex Ryan. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was doing an awareness for dog adoption and started munching on some dog biscuits at the press conference.
I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I got a question for you. You know, if Rex Ryan's doing dog biscuits, how do you know it wasn't brain food? It's Rex Ryan.
Well, you know, you never know with Rex. That's the thing. You know, you never quite know, Bobby. All right, let's take a trip down to Old Del Mar where the turf meets the surf. And, folks, we're going down here to the seventh race today. Pearl de Vir is our release, our play of the day. If you're heading on to the track or want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend. We're suggesting a couple of bucks in the seventh race on the Pearl de Vir. And, well, that's all I've got to say about that, as Forrest Gump would say. And, Hondo, do you like anything down at Del Mar?
I like a horse a lot in the ninth race, a horse named Saint Prado, who is trained by Jeff Bondi, who is a very respected trainer, ridden by Hall of Famer Gary Stevens. The horse came back from almost a two-year layoff back in June up north, won a $20,000 claimer. Then they put him in an overnight stakes, the Oak Tree Sprint, where he finished sixth out of eight. Now they're dropping him back to where he belongs, a level 25,000 claimer, a level higher than he won at back on June 26th. And Bondi's a good trainer. The horse has got all the speed it needs. It's going to lay right off the pace, and I think it's going to move in the stretch and win the race. And he's a healthy 5-1 on the morning line.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, this is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice. Run an errand or two around the house. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we're going to give Boppy plenty of time to get into his cardigan sweater. Purely, or also with the... now, Boppy, does your cardigan sweater have the patches, the elbow patches, or not?
It does, and has a Letterman symbol on the front. I'll tell you which.
Oh, all right. Awesome.
Two letters on the front today.
All right. And Boppy's also going to be lighting his pipe, and we're going to give him time to get ready for his Boppy's pigskin preview. And when we come back, we'll have that for you. So go ahead, hop to it. Get your beverage refreshed, run an errand, and when we come back, we'll have some more Keeping Score with Boppy.
satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation and satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Girl, let's get playing. You just sit and wait around.
All right, folks, we're back for the second half of Keeping Score with Bobby. I'd like to thank Elvis for dropping in and keeping us entertained during our break. And Bobby, go ahead. I know that you've got your cardigan sweater on, your pipe is lit, and you are ready, folks, as we all are, for Bobby's Corner, his NCAA pigskin preview.
Well, this is one I'm going to pick. I'm going to go outside of the Power Five conferences and give you the team that I think has the best chance of breaking into those New Year's Six bowl games, of making an appearance there. Now, first of all, let's play a little guess who here. What team do you think it is that broke 50 school and conference records on offense last season? And they averaged 44 points a game. Now, what school do you think I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
I don't either, but it scares me.
Okay. Well, this is what we're talking about, Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers average 44 points a game. They have everybody back on offense. But the only thing as exciting as their offense was their defense, which gave up 40 points a game, and that was why they lost. They lost five games last year. Now, the chancy thing is they're counting on some junior college transfers to help shore up this defense. I don't know how good that's going to be, but the schedule gives them a break. But the main thing, of course, is they've got Brandon Dowdy back as quarterback, and they've got Leon Allen back, their top rusher. This is going to be an entertaining team, maybe the most entertaining since the best years, the green salad years for Boise State. I think they could have their quarterback threw for 5,000 yards and 49 touchdowns last year. I mean, he may break through at 50 this year. So this is going to be a great team. I think they actually could average 50 points a game this year. So anyway, this is a team to keep track of. The first game will tell you just how far they can go. They're playing Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's not a power, mind you, but Vanderbilt can score, especially on a team with a weak defense like Western Kentucky. If Western Kentucky can emerge from that road game and win, then they're set up to have a really, really good season. So I like
Bobby,
Western Kentucky.
What conference are they in?
They're in the same conference with Memphis.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Bobby, I admire your courage, but any team that allows 40 points a game on defense, they're going to have one hell of an offensive.
Oh, they do. They do. They average 44 points a game. They're like the WAC of the 1970s and 80s, the Western Athletic Conference. They score at will, but they give up touchdowns in bunches.
But Bobby, you're comparing them, calling them the newest edition of Boise State, but Boise State has a semblance of a defense. To be a good team, you got to have some defense.
This is more like Miami foot the Dolphins in 73, except this is not the no-name defense. This is the no defense. They've eliminated the names. There is no defense. They are the Ole defense.
And you're picking this team
wave.
To play in a major bowl.
Bye. Yeah, they're just hoping that somehow the other team stops themselves twice a game so that they can win.
Okay, Boppy.
So, but really, I think you can make a lot of money with Western Kentucky, especially betting some of the over numbers, especially against Vanderbilt early in the year. Some of the teams they play early, I think you could build up a nice healthy wallet, nice healthy bankroll.
Well, I'll say one thing. I'm looking at the schedule right now, Boppy, and it's like a who's not of college. The only tough game they got on their schedule is LSU. You got Vanderbilt, you got Louisiana Tech, Indiana, Miami, Ohio, Rice, Middle Tennessee, North Texas. I mean, yeah, this team should pile up the points, but
they should.
Can they stop anybody?
That's the question. If they only lose to the one team they should lose to for sure is LSU. If they win the rest of their games, they should end up playing on New Year's Day.
Well, and here's a couple of their scores last year. They lost to Middle Tennessee, 50-47. They beat Old Dominion, 66-51. These are like college basketball scores. And then they lost to Florida Atlantic, 45-38.
And in four of their five losses last year, they had double-digit leads that the defense frittered away. We're talking by 13, 14 points most games and lost. So
that
tells you what the defense is.
They got a pretty reputable college basketball program, but it looks like the college football team might both score and give up more points than the basketball team.
There is that possibility. But, I mean, I love the quarterback. I love the offense. Jeff Brohm has put a really good offense there. If they can get any semblance of a defense, I mean, if they can just play, you know, some Texas Hold'em for a while, they will win 9 or 10 games. They have to win 10, I think, at least to get to have a shot at the New Year's Six. They win 11, they're in.
Well, we'll see.
Well, yeah, that's going to be another team that's going to have a lot of candles lit during the game. But you know, we'll keep track of Western Kentucky.
Laughed at me last. Mississippi did real well. Mississippi was in it till almost the very end.
Yeah, I'll give you credit there, Boppy, but, you know, all right, we'll just see. We'll just see how well you
now,
do.
My favorite college football team, lost their number one running back. He withdrew from school, and they say he's going to come back next year. But I think this is almost a death blow to BYU's offense. They, believe it or not, you know, even though they've been known for passing for years, they've really been built on running the last few years, and they really needed him. The difference between Jamal Williams and Algernon Brown is significant, and I don't think they recover.
Why
they, they can't
school?
Recover the, you know, what? Brown
why
will not
leave?
Gain a this year. And,
why did
and,
he leave,
and,
Boppy?
Trying to hit 1,500.
Why did he leave?
Again, they won't say, which usually means it's an honors violation. So they, but BYU will not talk about honors violations anymore. They took so much heat for what happened to Brandon Davies in basketball that they just won't talk about it anymore.
All right, let's head on out to the Major League Baseball today. We have a release courtesy of myself, Eddie the Hat, and we're going to Milwaukee here, 907, 908 on the rotisserie, on the rotation, and we're going to go with 907, St. Louis with Garcia on the bump. And, folks, this is the guy that's putting it together at the right time of year. He's lowered his ERA from 198 to 141. His whip is down from 0.92 to 0.84 versus the opposition with Milwaukee. Peralta on the hill going the opposite way. His ERA is ballooned from 4.55 to 5.55. Whip 150, 164. His strikeout production is dropping, and his home runs allowed is also creeping up there. So we're suggesting a play here in 907, 908. Take 907, the St. Louis Cardinals, and lay the buck minus 135 in that game. And that's our free play of the day, brought to you by sportswagers-selections.com. You want free plays each and every day, folks? All you need to do is visit the website, sportswagers-selections.com, or follow us on Twitter at Eddie the Hat Wins. That's simple. That's all you need to do. All right, gentlemen, we've got about 4 minutes left, and what we're going to do is open it up and let you guys talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, Bobby, I noticed that your one of your favorite baseball teams let a big one get away last night. When you're trying to catch the Mets, who are red hot right now, won 7 or 8 in a row, you can't let a 4-0 lead against the Colorado Rockies get away at home, which is what the Nationals did last night. They were leading 4-0. Zimmerman pitched a strong 6 2/3 innings, gives up 1 earned run. And then Drew Storen comes in, who had been their closer until they acquired Papelbon. But Drew Storen comes in the 8th with a 4-1 lead and promptly walks the leadoff hitter. That is the card. When you got a 3-run lead, you can't walk the leadoff hitter. I mean, to throw the ball down the middle of the plate, the worst he can do is hit a solo homer and you're still up by 2. I mean, and then he ends up serving up a grand slam home run to Carlos Gonzalez, and the Nationals lose 5-4.
Yeah, I hate walks altogether. It's as mystifying to me to watch a pitcher walk a leadoff batter as it is to watch these batters take these weak sister swings when they don't have 2 strikes on them. I understand if you've got a defensive swing when you got 2 strikes, but I don't understand why you would take a swing that wouldn't hurt anyone or anything, you know, when you've only got 0 or 1 strike on you. It's like, don't swing. You know, I've seen Josh Hamilton take so many of them. You know, it's almost like everybody does it, but I don't understand it. You couldn't have a bunt single with those swings. And the pitchers now, yeah, why would a pitcher walk a leadoff batter under any circumstances unless it's Barry Bonds? I have no idea.
I wouldn't walk Barry Bonds with a 3-run lead leading off the inning. I mean, that's just unpardonable. You can't do that. And especially against the Colorado Rockies at home. I mean, that's just, you know, they better
They don't have Troy Tulowitzki either. So it's like, you know, they're a one-legged clump of one. They've only got like 2 bats on the team now, and there's no reason for it.
The Mets are going to win that division unless they get it together real quick.
All right, yeah, gentlemen, Hondo, thank you for being with us this morning.
All right, guys.
And Boppy, it's that time of the day to go ahead and say it.
Oh, well, be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you next week, Lord willing. Thank you.
All right, folks, we will be back next week, same time, same place, from 8 to 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. Until then, good luck with all your wagers, and we hope to see you in the cashier's line.